Major technique number four, the rubber band technique. With the rubber band technique, you should firstly go through your entire sleep routine, ending with placing your baby in their cot or crib. You now remain in your baby's room until they are fast asleep, and at all times, you should be careful to stay within their line of vision. But, and most importantly, you should not make further eye contact with your child. Some parents do find it very difficult not making eye contact with their child, but it is important in this technique, and you can focus on another part of your baby's body, such as a shoulder, hand, or foot if it makes it easier for you. Now for the rubber band part of the technique. From now until your baby is asleep, you need to move slowly between your baby's cot and the bedroom door. Just walk very slowly from the cot to the bedroom door, and then slowly back again, just like you're attached to your baby's cot by a rubber band. Simply repeat this motion slowly over and over again until your baby is asleep. I realise that this may seem very boring to you, and it certainly can be, but it has worked for many, many parents, and you can always change it slightly by pottering about in other areas of the bedroom and quietly tidying up your baby's toys or clothes, for example. If your baby becomes upset, you can reassure him or her with your touch, with a hug, or holding a hand. But just be sure that A, you don't make eye contact, and B, your baby remains lying in his or her cot. This technique works because without being over-dependent on you, your baby builds up confidence in falling asleep without being left alone. You can of course leave your baby's room when he or she has fallen asleep, but should return and follow the same procedure again if they should wake during the night. Keep a note in your baby's sleep diary of how long it takes for them to get to sleep each time, and within a matter of days, you should see that you're making some real progress.